South Dakota Senator John Thune had this to say.
If the EPA's power grab is left unchecked, few bodies of water will be able to escape the regulatory reach of the Obama EPA. This proposed new definition could apply to countless numbers of small wetlands and creeks that are typically regulated at the state level.
Thune argues a point that EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy conceded back in April, that the rule doesn't limit EPA Clean Water Act jurisdiction to just navigable waters, but to all waters that can impact navigable waters.
It also deems all tributaries to be categorically jurisdictional. And for the first time ever, ditches, Mr. President, are defined as jurisdictional tributaries. This is cause for concern.
That then subjects irrigation, roads, and stormwater ditches to regulation under the Clean Water Act, possibly requiring permits, compliant costs, and threats of fines or lawsuits. And Kansas Senator Pat Roberts said normal field work could suddenly require an EPA permit.
It will be more difficult to farm and ranch or to make changes to the land, even if those changes would benefit the environment. For the folks back home, the issue of the EPA trying to control more water, whether or not it is actually navigable, this isn't new. We've been down a similar road before with the agency wanting to regulate all of the water in the country, even in small farm ponds. I would tell my colleagues that no self-respecting duck would ever land.
So a group of senators have put together a proposal to stop the EPA rule, similar to what's being done in the House. Robert said Congress has stopped this type of foolishness before, and he expects they will be successful again. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.